Harry Horse, the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-oh, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Whenever men gathered around frontier campfires, stories were told of the masked rider of the plains. Astride his great horse, Silver, he fought crime through the length and breadth of 7 states. His efforts in the cause of justice were tireless. And although history does not record his deeds, he will always be remembered as the man who did most to bring law and order to the West. Now return with us once more to those thrilling days when the West was young and adventure was found at the end of every trail. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Those waiting for us, mere big friends! Hi-oh, Silver!
Away! Trouble threatened in the vicinity of Big Bend when an eastern company, basing its claim on an old land grant, attempted to take over the homes and property of settlers in the disputed territory. As our first scene opens, we see the masked man and his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, approaching town on their way to the stagecoach station.
We should be in town by the time the stage gets in from Kenwood, Tonto. I'm hoping the government representative will be on it.
Him plenty late.
It was a good idea for the government to decide the argument between the settlers and the Eastern Company. But if they don't learn the decision soon, the settlers may sell out to Randolph.
Who, Randolph?
He's the agent of the syndicate, Tonto. He's shrewd and not too honest. He's been trying to buy out the settlers for a tenth of what their property is worth.
That's plenty bad thing.
He has most of the men convinced the government will decide against them. They're becoming discouraged and willing to sell for what they can get. Amos Drake is the leader of the landowners. If it weren't for him, most of the land would have been sold to the syndicate already.
Why, fella from East not come?
I don't know what's delaying him. Word was received by Pony Express that the decision had been made, and a representative was being sent here to announce it.
Why them do that?
The government doesn't want the decision known until their man arrives.
That's strange.
No. Whichever way the decision goes, there's apt to be trouble. It's wise to have a man from Washington here with authority to deal with it.
Oh.
There's the stagecoach station now, Tonto.
There's plenty feller there.
Everybody's hoping that the government man will come on today's stage.
Who that big feller wear black coat?
That's Philip Randolph, the syndicate's man. Amos Drake is standing beside him.
Oh.
We'll stay behind the station here, Tonto.
Men not see us here.
Go, Silver.
Oh, white color.
I want to watch Randolph. I doubt that he'll be willing to settle the argument honestly.
That's right.
There comes the stage now. We'll soon know if the man from Washington is on it.
There comes the stage. We'll soon be sure get the speed out of them horses. Maybe bring it in
color for
the east. Hold on, Blackie.
Ain't you got no passengers today, Sam?
There ain't one, Amos.
Looks like you'll have to wait a while longer, Amos.
Go ahead and laugh, that wretch of Randolph.
This just gives you that much more time to try to get folks to sail out for nothing.
I won't argue with you.
There's John Perry, manager of the stage line. Maybe he's got some word what's causing the delay.
Howdy, Amos.
Howdy, John. I was just wondering if... Say, what's making you look so downright sour?
Well, Amos, I just learned something today that sort of upset me.
It ain't about that fella from Washington, is it?
Nope, it's Sam.
Huh? What's the matter with Sam? Him and me have been friends since he first took to driving the stage for you.
I reckon you'll find out soon enough. Sam, climb down over that stage. I want to talk to you.
Sure thing, Mr. Perry. What's on your mind?
I'm going to ask you a kind of funny question, Sam.
Yeah?
Just tell me where the baggage scales are sitting.
But what's
this? Go on, tell me.
Shucks, they're right over there by the door like they always is.
Well, they ain't. They was moved around back today.
Leaping lizard, Sam. Are you plumb blind? Why did you...
Just it, Amos. Sam is blind.
Can't be.
Mr. Perry's right, Amos. I reckon there ain't no use me pretending anymore.
Well, I'll be doggone.
I've been wondering why Sam's wife took to walking down here to meet him lately. But I never know till Joe Lever told me today. It was because Sam can't see no more.
It was Joe that told you, Mr. Perry?
Uh-huh.
That doggone...
Sam, how in Tunky could you fool us like this?
Well, I've been losing my sight for near a year, Amos. But it ain't been but for the last week or so that I couldn't see at all.
But how could you drive the horses?
Shucks. Blackie and Nick and the rest of them don't need nobody to drive them. They savvy just as much about their job as I do.
But,
Besides, I drove them same horses for years. Why, we savvy each other just like they was humans almost. Ain't that right, Blackie, old fellow, huh? You see?
I'm sorry, Sam. You've been a good man, but I'll have to let you go.
I knew it'd have to come, Mr. Perry.
It'll take me a day or two to figure what you got coming. Then you can drop back here and I'll pay you off.
But, Mr. Perry, ain't there something I can do around the station or the horses? Why, driving the stage has been my whole life. I wouldn't want to live away from the business.
I'm sorry.
Who's taking my place?
I reckon I'll give Joe Lieber a chance at it.
That crook?
Now, that ain't no way to talk.
But I...
Besides, it was Mr. Randolph that gave him a recommend.
Randolph? He's the worst crook in these parts.
You shouldn't feel that way, Amos, just because he's working for the syndicate. Sam, you can help unhitch the horses right now. But tomorrow, Joe will be driving the stage.
All right, Mr. Perry.
Hold on, Sam.
Yeah?
I've been wondering what could have happened to that government fella. You don't figure he could have got sick or something and is laying up in Kenwood, do you?
Ain't heard nothing like that.
Well, I'll be walking back uptown then, I guess. So long.
Bye, Amos. All right, fellas. Let me through. I've got to see to the horses.
Get back out of the way, fellas. Let's see him get
through. Fellow, I wonder if Amos could be right.
Steady, Silver. What that?
It's possible that the man from Washington is ill. That would explain his delay.
Oh.
It's worth investigating. Come on, Toto.
What we do?
We're riding to Kenwood to see what we can learn. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, white fella.
The following day, Joe Lieber drove the stage to the town of Kenwood. There he picked up a single passenger, a tall Easterner, for the return trip to Big Bend. We see Joe now as he speaks to the guard while guiding the horses over the rough trail to town.
Well, the fellow we got inside is a government hombre, all right, Pete.
You sure of that?
Yeah, can't be no doubt of it. Randolph told me just what he looked like.
How'd Randolph find out about it?
The same way he found out the government decided against his company.
Yeah?
Yeah, this here Eastern Senegal is a powerful, smart outfit. They have fellas in Washington spying for them.
Huh? What do you figure?
Just a second. This is where we're leaving the trail up. Easy there, you critters. I blast you. Quit trying to stay on the road.
Hey, Savvy's doing well. This ain't the way to go.
Yeah, I'll teach you. Take that. Get along with you. Get up there. Ah. Oh, sure. Boss.
This old trail ain't been used for a long spell. So we can get through?
Yeah, we'll make it all right.
Wonder if that government fella's got any notion we ain't taking him to town.
Why should he? He ain't never been this way before.
This is mighty risky business.
Yeah, Mr. Randolph's pain is good, ain't he?
Yeah, but just
all
the same.
All we gotta do is keep him away from town long enough so Mr. Randolph can buy up that land before the settlers can find out they won.
You figure they'll sell?
Sure they will. Most of them don't reckon he stand a chance against the syndicate. So they'll sell now, fearing they won't be able to get nothing at all later on.
The boss is sure plenty smart.
He is that.
How much farther we got to go?
Not far. Just this side of the old bridge up ahead.
You want to stay at the old cabin?
Yeah, there ain't no better place to hide out. Nobody ever comes this way no more.
Yeah.
Say, Mr. Randolph will let us know when we can let the government fella go. Then he'll pay us off when we'll clear out of this part of the country.
Ain't Randolph taking big chances?
Oh, sure. There ain't no one can prove he had anything to do with it.
What are we going to do with the stage?
Hey, you just leave that to me.
Well, there's just one thing I won't stand for. There ain't going to be no killing.
You're blamed right, there ain't. I don't hanker to get my neck in a noose any more than you do. All right, get along there, blast you.
It was Randolph found out about Sam going blind, wasn't it?
Yeah, he told me and I told Mr. Perry. So I got the job driver.
Hadn't you better rein up?
Yeah. And just as soon as I do, you hop down and cover that fellow with a gun.
I'll take care of him.
This'll do all right. Pull up, Johnny. Pull. Pull, bless you. Pull there, boy.
I'll get him all right.
Yeah, I'll be right with you.
You're stopping here.
Climb out of there, mister.
Come on.
We got you covered.
What the?
Get out before we drill you.
Is this a holdup?
Never mind what it is.
Ice your hands.
You men can be jailed for this.
Uh-huh. But we gotta be cats first.
I'll see.
Shut up. Pete, hold them horses a second.
Yeah.
Now I'll show you what I had in mind to do with the stage.
I still don't savvy what
you you watch.
You're
blamed right, I am. Just hold them horses.
Are you crazy, man?
Yeah, I reckon that'll do it. Hand me the whip, Pete.
Right here. Here you are.
Yeah, good. Just get them horses started back for town.
Well, what are you going...
Get along with you. Get up. Get up there. Go on. Get along with you.
Oh, what ways did you do that for, Joe?
Them horses were headed right for Big Bend.
Yeah, but what good will...
And when they get there, everybody will figure we was held up and shot. But all the time, we'll be right over there in the cabin. And this fella here is staying right with us.
In town, the usual crowd of people waiting for the stage was increased when word was spread that the stage was unaccountably late. We see the district manager, John Perry, as he attempts to answer their worried questions.
Stage is almost a half an hour late already, John.
Figure there could have been an accident. Weren't never late when Sam was driving.
Can't you tell us what's happened?
Quiet, folks, quiet. How do you figure I know any more about it than the rest of you?
But what if the government feller was on the stage today?
No one's got any call to be worried.
But look here.
Joe's a new man on the stage. You can't expect him to do so well right off.
Amos, you might as well forget about that fellow from Washington. It won't matter if he does come.
Blast you, Randolph.
I've called a meeting for tonight. Everybody who wants to sell while they have the chance will be there.
He ain't got no right to do that.
There's nothing to stop me.
You?
There's the stage.
I don't see no driver. What's happened to Joe?
My golly. Them horses are coming in by themselves.
There's been trouble. Grab them horses. Stop them.
I'll get them. Oh, on there. There.
You find something, Amos?
Then a holdup.
There's bullet holes in the stage.
Maybe Joe and Peter are killed.
I wonder if the government feller was along.
I don't know, but something's got to be done. Somebody get the sheriff. We got to figure this thing out.
The curtain falls on the first act of our thrilling Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. We'll be right back. Now to continue our story. An eastern syndicate claimed that an old land grant gave them title to property owned by settlers in the country around Big Bend. The government decided in favor of the settlers and sent a representative to announce the decision in person. But Randolph, the agent of the syndicate, learned of the decision and arranged for the representative to be kidnapped and held while he bought up the settlers' land before they could learn they had won their case. As our second act opens, we see the Lone Ranger and Tonto that same day in their small, well-concealed camp in the hills.
Tonto, I saw the stage when it arrived in town.
Uh-huh.
It was empty, and there were bullet holes in it. Might be that those shots were just fired as a warning to make the stage stop.
Maybe that right.
But what I can't understand is why outlaws would have held up the stage.
If not have cash.
It held nothing of value. And I wonder...
What do you think?
When we were in Kenwood, we saw a man get on the stage who looked like an Easterner.
Oh, him from East, all right.
And he might have been the man sent here from Washington.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry now that we didn't follow the stage when it started back for Big Bend. But I never thought anything would happen to it. And I was anxious to arrive in town first.
Tonto learned plenty.
You have?
Fellow named Joe worked for Randolph long time past.
Joe Lieber once worked for Randolph?
Not right.
That's something I never knew before.
Joe, plenty bad feller. Him gunman.
And Joe was driving the stage today.
Here, Silver.
What you do?
We're riding to town, Kimosabe.
Here, white feller.
We've got to find out what's happened to the passenger on the stage.
Yep. That's right.
Randolph has called a meeting of the settlers for tonight. He's in a hurry to buy their land.
Tonto know that.
Most of them will sell. And if the government man isn't found, it may be that they're selling land they could keep. But I have a plan we'll try.
What that?
We're going to call on old Sam Lennox. Come on,
get him up, white feller.
Shortly after the masked man and Tonto started for town, Sam Lennox, the blind ex-stage driver, made his way to the office of John Perry, the manager of the stage line. It is early evening as we see Sam enter the office, closing the door behind him.
Evening, Sam.
Howdy, Mr. Perry. I come for my money.
Uh-huh. Here, let me help you to a chair.
I don't need no help. Shucks, I know this office like it was the inside of my hand.
Yep, I reckon you do at that.
Now, about my pay.
It's right here. But first, I got some news I'd like to tell you.
Yeah?
It's right good news for me.
Well, now, I'm glad to hear that.
But maybe things being so tough for you, I shouldn't have mentioned it.
You've always been a friend of mine, Mr. Perry, and I don't ever expect to see the day when I'll be sorry for my friend's good fortune.
Sam, I just got word I'm going to be made manager of the whole division.
That's fine.
Of course, it'll mean I'll have to move to Kenwood.
Then you'll have to give somebody your job here.
That's right.
Have you got anybody in mind?
Well, I don't know. I was figuring on giving it to Joe Lieber.
You was.
But now if he's been killed, I'll have to find somebody else.
Ain't there been no word yet?
Not a blame thing. The sheriff took a posse and rode to Kenwood. But he never seen no sign of outlaws or Joe either.
That's a funny thing.
All he found out was they had a passenger.
And now the passenger's gone, too.
Well, the sheriff is going out to look for him again tomorrow.
Mr. Perry.
Yeah?
You wouldn't give me that job you were speaking of, would you?
Now, Sam, you know as much as I'd like to, it couldn't be done.
Maybe I couldn't drive the stage no more, but I wouldn't have to be able to see to do the work here in the office.
I'm sorry, Sam. There isn't a chance of it.
Well, I just figured wouldn't do no harm to ask.
Something else will turn up for you, Sam.
I reckon.
You're going to Randolph's meeting tonight?
I don't know.
Just a minute.
A masked man.
I want to talk to you, men.
You're an outlaw. Get out of here.
I'm not an outlaw.
Then what are you doing?
I haven't time to waste explaining.
I can't see you, stranger, but you don't sound to me like an outlaw.
What's your game?
I want Sam's help.
My help?
What do you want with a blind fella?
Sam, I've heard that you know this country between here and Kenwood as well as any man in this district.
As well? I know it a heap better.
Can you think of any places where a man might be hidden safely?
I can think of a dozen of them.
Some place not too far from the stage trail?
I sure can, but what
the man that got on the stage today at Kenwood was an Easterner.
Now look here. You're an outlaw and we don't want no truck with you.
Let him talk, Mr. Perry. I got a notion he's got something important in mind.
And it's possible that the passenger was the man you've been expecting from Washington.
By golly, he might have been.
I've learned from Tonto that Joe Lieber once worked for Randolph.
Who told him that?
Say, I'd heard something like that myself.
Joe might still be working for him.
How do you mean?
Randolph seems to be in a big hurry to buy the settlers' land.
Well, he'll likely get most of it tonight.
Perhaps Joe wasn't shot. Perhaps he's holding his passenger a prisoner.
How do you know that?
I don't know it, but I want to find out.
But I...
Will you help me?
I'll sure do anything I can.
You'll have to drive the stage.
Hold on there. Sam can't do that.
That's for Sam to say.
Mr. Perry, I could have drove that stage for years with my eyes tight closed. I reckon being blind ain't no different.
I want you to lead Tonto and me to all the good hideouts you know close to the stage trail.
I can do just that. With them horses, I could go anywhere.
Well, I say you ain't gonna do it.
Now listen, Mr. Perry.
The stage is company property, and I can't take no chances letting a blind fella wreck it.
It's more important for the settlers to save their land.
You can't have the stage.
Sam, will you take a chance? Will you drive the stage anyhow?
You figure we can prove Joe Lieber a crook?
I believe we can.
Then I'm with you, stranger.
Good. I was sure you'd agree. The stage is outside.
It ain't. The horses are in the stable.
Tonto hitched up the horses, and the stage is ready to go.
And so am I. Come on.
Hey, wait. I'll have the law on both of you. Wait, I say. Come back here.
We'll have to risk that, Perry.
Sam, come back here. You've gone loco.
Maybe I have, Mr. Perry, but I'm sure enjoying it.
Get started, Sam. Tonto and I will ride with you.
Lefty, you'll pay for this.
Get up there, Blackie, old fellow. Get up there, Nicky. Get along.
Go on, Silver.
Although blind, Sam handled the heavy stage without difficulty. There was perfect understanding between him and the horses he drove. And while the masked man and Tonto rode on either side, he raced down the trail to Kenwood. Twice, however, he stopped and pointed out a possible hiding place to the Lone Ranger. But both times they were disappointed.
Well, we'll just have to try again, friend.
No one has been here.
What makes you so sure they can't be far from the trail if they're hid?
In the first place, the empty stage got into town only 20 minutes late.
I hadn't thought of that.
And in the second, when they left the stage, they had no horses. They wouldn't have gone far on foot.
Then we'll keep on going.
How far is the next place you had in mind?
It's just a piece up the road. Get up, Pa. Get up.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Now, Sam?
I was just thinking they might have gone up the old trail.
Yes?
Maybe the engine can see if there's tracks there.
Tonto, look.
What's the matter, Blackie?
You make me nervous.
What is it, old fella? Are you trying to tell me something? Doggone, he sure is trying.
Me find him track.
You did?
It go that way.
Down the old trail.
Maybe this is it, but we haven't a minute to spare. Randall's meeting should be almost ready to start.
Get up.
Come on,
get him
up, white fella.
In town, the meeting called by Randolph got underway. The village hall was crowded with settlers, more than half convinced that their only chance to save something from their homes was to sell. We see old Amos Drake as he speaks angrily to the syndic representative.
You're a crook, Phil Randolph, and I'd sure give a heap to be able to prove it.
Talk all you want to, Amos, but I'm getting down to business.
This is your meeting. I can't stop you.
Quiet, everybody. I have something to say.
Well, go ahead, sir.
Men, the company I represent has every reason to believe it will win the government's decision. But we wish to act fairly. And the sooner we get possession of the property, the more value it will have for us. In view of that fact, I have been authorized to offer $1 an acre to all who are willing to sell at once.
That all you'll give us? It ain't near what the land's worth.
It's worth $10 an acre. We figured you'd give us more than that.
Just one moment. You can hold your land if you wish. But I warn you that you receive not one red penny from us when the government hands down its decision. Remember that $1 an acre is better than nothing at all. This offer won't be made again. So those who wish to sell, step forward. I'll take your names.
Don't pay no attention to him, fellers. Hold out till the government feller gets here.
You can do it because you've got cash, Amos. We don't aim to lose everything we got.
I'll take the dollar so long as I can't get no better.
Me too. I'll get what I can.
Just step this way. I know what land each of you owns. I have money here.
Hold on. Harry, who's the fellow that paid us for doing it? So,
what are you doing here?
Me and Pete ain't going to take the blame all by ourselves.
You're under arrest, Rambo.
You yellow squealer.
Well, they found us. I couldn't help it.
You won't do any more talking.
He's got a gun.
Watch out.
You shot my hand.
I only hit your gun, Randolph.
Hold him.
We got the skunk.
Listen to me. This is Mr. Bennett, the man you've been expecting from Washington.
Then you found him after all.
Thanks to Sam here.
Sam found him?
Sometimes blind men can see more than men with eyes.
Well, I'll be blasted.
Sam tells me you'll soon need a new manager here.
Yeah, that's right.
Sam would make the best district manager this town ever had.
I'll be darned if I don't think you're right.
Mr. Perry, you really mean you'll give me a chance at it?
That's just what I mean, Sam.
I think Mr. Bennett has something to say that will interest all of you.
Then the government decided that the land rightfully belongs to you. The syndicate's land grant was proved to be a forgery.
I knew all the time them fellas was crooked.
But all you fellas would have lost your land anyhow if it hadn't been for the masked fella and Sam here.
Oh, shucks, I just helped him. But it was him figuring things out and having faith in me that done the trick.
Well, the both of you saved our land and fixed it so them polecats would be put in jail. I don't know which one of you did the most of it, and I don't savvy yet how it was done. But we ain't forgetting, no matter what happened.
Come on, Silver, old fellow. Tonto has located Jack Wesley. We've got to hurry. Hail, Silver!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.